Welcome. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 7:21. And I'd like to ask Pastor Coachman to do our invocation.
Almost gracious and heavenly Father, we're truly grateful and thankful once again for this day. And I'm so thankful, Lord, for each and every one who comes today, Lord. And I know, Lord, that we come and each and every one of us have needs, Lord. And Lord, we come tonight and asking, and Lord, we come to you, which we ask you, Lord, and ask that you provide for us. And we know that you do provide for us all of our daily needs, daily provisions. So, Lord, we come to the tribe. And Lord, I'm so thankful for each and every one, Lord.
Amen.
I ask that you continue to bless the tribe and all of the tribal members and all the leaders of our tribe, Lord. I pray that you just bless them. And I pray, Lord, that you just share with them your wisdom and your knowledge. And tonight, Lord, I just ask that you just be with each and every one that's here tonight, Lord. I thank you for giving us the traveling grace, Lord. And once again, Lord, we just thank you for all you've done. And Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mado.
Coachman. Lester. Pastor.
Have roll call by, you guys see Berryhill?
Daryl Proctor. Mark Randolph.
Present.
Dale Beaver.
Present.
Thomas Yehola.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Chairman, I got 4 present, 1 absent.
4 present. That establishes a quorum, so all business conducted will be official. We'll have approval of minutes. I'll give you guys a little bit to look it over. Entertain a motion.
Vice Chair, I make a motion to accept the minutes for July 11th, 2017, with any additional changes needed.
You have a motion by Representative Jack. Approve the minutes. Second. Have a second. Second by Dale Beaver. Have a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any discussion?
Sure.
Okay, I think on this new council ceremony on the ground, authorized Representative Leo Tiger, I believe that amount was $10,000.
Thank you, Representative Yehola.
CR 17-092. What page it is?
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's got in the heading, it's got TR 17-092, and then the body it has 17-05 on it. Need to be corrected.
Okay. Is that good? Thank you, Representative Yehola. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Order of business, church and ceremonial ground, grant application, High Spring Baptist Church. High Spring, come on forward. Welcome, Pastor. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you'd like the money for to use?
It's to replace the
our fellowship hall. It's been May 20th, 2016. Had a tornado when it, that year came through Okemah and destroyed it. We with other efforts, and we kind of failed. You know, didn't get to go through, so you know, we're having to have all of our activities, you know, as far as the fellowship hall, eating outside and doing everything in, under the arbor, you know, and you know, it's getting, right now it's getting pretty difficult, you know, with the heat and having, you know, classes and in vehicles and cars, but you know, we would like to ask for this to rebuild the fellowship hall.
Thank you.
Chairman. Thank you, Chairman Randolph. The reason it's coming through the back through the grant is because it was a natural disaster. You have the pictures by chance?
I have a few of them. The ones that I had brought turned before, they, I've got them on a jump drive somewhere. And I
don't know. The states in paragraph 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of the subsection A of this section may be waived in the event that the Land Natural Resources and Cultural Preservation Committee determines that repairs or renovations to the property of a church or ceremonial grant are necessary due to damage caused by a natural disaster. So it was kicked around to do it like we did Tikubachi. Then we extended that to 12 years, probably 2 years away from being open for it, but with it being a natural disaster, Alicia, myself, and even Zeke touched base with him, and he did agree it should come back through the committee and leave it up to you all on the natural disaster part of it.
I do have some, I don't know if it, this is in the last 2 weeks, we had two funerals, and this is just kind of a part of what we have to do.
We heard, didn't they have an ambulance have to come out there?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And it took them 30 minutes. It took them a long time.
I don't know how long it took.
I heard it took a while. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Representative Yohola.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion.
Yeah, I just want to say that there is a provision in our code that does allow for natural natural disaster.
Yeah.
Thank you, Representative Yohola. More discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Thomas Yohola?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That passes. Thank you for coming, Pastor. Appreciate you.
Is everything correct? The address? Name, I mean, BU. Okay.
I'd like to relinquish the chair to Representative Thomas Yohola.
Okay, so we'll continue with our order of business, the first being TR-17-115, the proper resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an exchange letter amendment for the Indian Health Service Project, OK-13-T28. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Okay, I have a motion for a due pass by second. Representative Randolph, second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Representative Randolph.
Mr. Dillinger, can you help us out?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, this is a tribal resolution to approve a change letter amendment. Generally, when we enter into these agreements with IHS, we have an MOA. I think we've already passed the MOA. And in order to add an additional person be serviced by the MOA, this exchange letter amendment is necessary. The cost for the entire project is covered by IHS, and I believe the Rural Water District, Creek County Rural Water District 1 provides the services and labor, supply and labor, excuse me, and then they will receive the transfer of all the facilities that are built, and then we'll become responsible for them. So it's a standard project with IHS. Again, the tribe's not responsible for any payment, no monies. We're just involved because it's serving people within our jurisdictional areas. And also it needs to be approved by council too, because it's with the federal government. So.
Thank you, Mr.
That's it.
Oh.
Thank you. Any further questions, committee? Council members? If not, we have a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman Hucker in favor, zero against.
Okay, the roll call vote. We have 3 yes votes and 0 no votes. So the motion passes. Our next item is TR-17-116, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a recreation agreement with the National Park Service, Cumberland Island National Seashore, for the burial of human remains and associated funerary objects at the Cumberland Land Natural Seashore. Sponsor is Representative Randolph.
Motion to pass.
The motion for a pass by Representative Randolph, second by Representative Jack. A discussion. Representative Randolph.
Ms. Butler, could you help us, please?
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening.
Chairman, this legislation is to formalize the repatriation agreement between the National Park Service Cumberland Island National Seashore, which is located in Georgia on the coast, and also with the Creek Nation to transfer the control of its one human remain and one funerary object to Creek Nation so that we can rebury.
Questions from committees? Representative Beaver?
Ms. Butler? So are we the only tribe that came forward?
Yes.
Wow. And so does that help us like in the long run whenever any other objects come up that we might have first claim to them? Or I was looking at the all the tribes that they contacted, and we're the only one that came forward. So does that give us any type of like legal leeway to claim things, I guess, or do we get, I mean, are they going to come to us first, I guess, if they find any other remains, or does that help at all?
Well, during the consultation with the tribes, there were 2 other tribes that participated. Mm-hmm. It was the Seminole Tribe of Florida, and also Thopflocco Tribal Town had representatives there. But during the consultation, they deferred to Creek Nation to be the lead tribe. The group, or the individual, they think that they were from the Yamasee Nation, which our records show that they were part of the Creek Confederacy at one time, and that the living descendants of the Yamasee are affiliated with Creek Nation and Seminole Nation. Yamasee being a Creek word for gentle, even though that's not how you say it, but that they were known as gentle people and they occupied that island. There was a war in, I think, 1725, where the Battle of Yamasee the War of the Yamasee, where a lot of the members died, and then after that joined the Creek Confederacy for survival. Hmm. So I think it is good that they defer to us, but I think they also know that we have the resources to make sure that that individual gets put to rest.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, we'll have a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, we have 3 yes votes and 0 no votes, so the motion passes.
No.
The next item is TR-17-117, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the execution of the master participating agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the United States Department of Agriculture.
sponsors, and Representative Randolph.
Motion to pass.
We have a motion for a due pass by Representative Randolph.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Representative Randolph.
Now I should be railing as well as the Forest Service.
Could've stayed though.
Chairman, this resolution is for a participating master agreement between the United States Forest Service Southern Region, which is Region 8, which is all the southeast states, and the nation. This will allow us the opportunity to participate in cultural resource surveys that take place in the forest, and for them to actually have a way to pay us a compensation to do that. It also allows us or supports us to host the To Bridge a Gap meeting in 2018. And they need this agreement in place so that they can transfer money to us to use for the meeting. And we have proposed dates to schedule that meeting. It's about 350 people that usually attend. We're planning to host at River Spirit and our new facility in May 21st through 25th in 2018.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Will I have a roll call vote, please?
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, following roll call vote, we have 3 yes votes, 0 no votes, and motion passes.
Thank you.
Our next item is TR 17-118, the tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Beggs Public Schools. Sponsors, Representative Randolph.
Motion to pass.
A motion for a due pass by Representative Randolph.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Representative Randolph.
Mr. Carson. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Explain what this is about.
Okay. This is a memorandum of agreement for the construction of a walking trail. It's as part of the walking program against diabetes years ago. The Beggs community was awarded a walking trail and chose to put it there near the public schools, just east of the football field. So, in the public school to build that on the property.
Any questions? Reverend Beaver?
Yes, on the contract, I just saw a mistake under funding responsibilities. I'm assuming it's a mistake. It just says that it has Morris walking trail on there twice.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I had that corrected and resubmitted.
I'm assuming it should say Beggs.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Beaver. Any other discussion? Stop, we have a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, following roll call vote, we have 3 yes votes, 0 no votes, so the motion passes. Our next item is TR 17-119, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a State of Oklahoma Department of Transportation driveway agreement for the construction of a driveway at the new Duck Creek Indian Community Smoke Shop. Representative Randolph is the sponsor.
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Randolph.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Representative Randolph.
Okay. This is to put upgrade the existing field entrance at the north edge of the Duck Creek community property from a field entrance to a commercial entrance to support a new smoke shop enterprise. Ms. Topo and the Duck Creek community asked me to fill out the paperwork and submit it to ODOT. on their behalf, since I deal with them on a regular basis.
Questions? President Beaver?
Yeah, so the driveway, I'm assuming it'll be plenty wide enough. Is there going to be, also, is there going to be any type of caution signs or anything? Because I see a lot of wrecks right there in front of Duck Creek Casino.
Yes, there's an existing median crossover right there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an existing driveway there. The nation has allowed a 60-foot entrance there, so we'd have a 30-foot wide entrance with two 15-foot radiuses to make up that 60-foot of frontage that we're allowed. And we are, I know we've spoken previously about the Duck Creek Casino, trying to improve the safety there as well. I got revised plans back this week concerning that, the acceleration, deceleration lanes on US 75 and getting a new entrance into the casino. So there will be some safety upgrades in the area.
Thank you.
I think that's really good, because aren't they going to start serving alcohol at that establishment?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'll be good. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions? No further questions. Have a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have three in favor, zero against.
Okay, calling roll call. We have three yes votes, zero no votes. Motion passes. Our next item is TR-17-120, the proper resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a state of Oklahoma Department of Transportation driveway agreement for the construction of a new driveway at the new Okima Hospital site. Sponsored Representative Randolph.
Motion to pass.
A motion for a due pass by second. Representative Randolph, second by Representative Jack. Discussion, Representative Randolph.
This is for where the county road, which will service the new hospital, ties into State Highway 27. I've been down here 7 years. I've never had ODOT ask for a driveway permit for where a county road ties into their state highway, but they did in this instance. So I went ahead and filled one out. If we can go ahead and process it, and be a good neighbor with ODOT.
Okay. Any questions?
Did they ever name that road? I remember Mr. Crespo one time was asking for, said that the road needed to be renamed or named.
We have a federal inventory, and we put just a name in there for our use in the roads department, and they called it K-Bar Road because that was the landmark at the time, the rest right there. I think it would be suitable to rename it, since the Muscogee Creek Nation has their hospital there, I think. But just for our inventory purposes, it was called that in the past.
Okay, so we didn't get renamed that you know of, or is it a process?
Well, like I said, the only place where that name exists is just in our federal inventory thing. It's not an official name in any other capacity. I think that would be something to bring, a topic to bring up with Okefuske County, and possibly rename
it. Mr. Asba presented it before, was letting us know that mm-hmm. it needed a name, and then we never heard any more, so. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just following that, it should probably be a joint venture between the nation and the county itself. Mm-hmm. So you might find out how that might be, you know, carried out, you know, for another name.
We'll probably get in touch with the county.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Okay, motion is for a good pass. We have a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have three in favor, zero against.
Okay, following roll call vote, we have three yes votes, zero no votes, and the motion passes. And I will turn the chair back to Vice Chair Randolph.
Thank you, Representative Yohola. NCA 17-135, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, amending MCNCA Title 28, 7-101, 7-102, 7-103, 7-104, entitled Tribal Construction Engineer. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Beaver.
Second.
Second by Representative Yohola. Discussion.
Chair Dillinger, you want to talk about this again?
I think originally we were looking at this, looking at changing the name from engineer to tribal construction, director of tribal construction, excuse me, was one of the first proposed amendments. And then I think just providing some additional oversight authority for the director of tribal construction services. The authority to act as the owner's representative, program manager on behalf of the nation, the authority to act as a general contractor on projects, including the authority to select subcontractors, following the nation's policies and procedures. Three, the authority to determine if they can self-perform work, and that's been limited to projects that would not exceed $500,000. Unless for some reason that was increased and authorized by the principal chief. And then I think the last part of this was the authority to oversee or perform demolition of buildings. You know, there are certain properties within the nation that I think have needed to be demolished. And I think legislation's even been passed to authorize that. And so I think that was just added to, we're going to add that to the law since it is something that the construction department has been doing. So, I think those are the changes, basically, in a summary.
Thank you, Mr. Dillinger. Any other discussion? Questions?
Question.
Representative Jones.
Mr. Dillinger, does it have to be stricken from services? Does the engineer have to be stricken from that? Is it not effective enough with engineer in there?
Well, I think the issue in the past has been, I think our construction, the heads of the construction department have not always been certified as engineers. I think they've had the education, but not in every case certified as engineers. So I think the idea was of changing that to tribal services. That way you could have someone who is either an engineer, an architect, I think, or someone in construction management. So I think that was just kind of the idea behind making that proposed change, if I recollect. I think that was the reasoning behind that.
Okay. Any other questions? Representative Hicks?
Mr. Randolph. Mr. Dillinger, do you think this should be more precise?
Well, I don't know. I think if you went with tribal services, it does allow the nation to have a little bit of flexibility there on what type of person would fill that position. Whether it could be an architect, excuse me, someone with construction management, or an engineer. I think I guess the issue would be if you leave an engineer, definitely going to need to be an engineer. But if it's this. The director, just reference to director of tribal construction services, I think it could be any one of those three, and they do differ. Of course, you in construction know that. So it would allow the nation a little bit of flexibility, I think, if we went with the proposed amendment. But of course, that's to the discretion of the council if you guys wish to proceed with that or not. So,
Thank you.
Other questions?
Mark.
Mr. Beaver.
So, Mr. Dillinger, basically, to me, this is clarifies who's over the tribal construction, right?
Yeah, it kind of clarifies the title, and it also clarifies in proposed section 7-103 a little bit more what their authority is.
So even if you have an architect, engineer, or whoever under tribal or under construction services, they still report to the director of tribal construction services, right? If this passes and we have a director of tribal construction services, they're over it. They're the main person,
that's
right?
That's the main person.
That's who they answer to.
Right.
Whether they're engineer, architect, or whatever they are, they answer this person, right?
Yeah, the director of tribal construction services is the manager, the top right. person, and anyone else under the department would answer to that person.
Okay, so to me, this clarifies then who's the top person, and whether it be an engineer or not. You can have five engineers underneath this person, right? Conceivably. Basically, to me, this clarifies who is the person that is responsible. And to me, it seems like the other, kind of what you already mentioned, that it doesn't have to be an engineer to be over tribal services, or I mean the construction services. This just clarifies it, and whether they have, 50 years of construction background or they're architect, they can be the director of tribal construction. Okay. Thank you.
Chair. You good?
Yes, sir.
The only thing it doesn't clarify is the experience of this position, though. It leaves this position to be the monkey off the street, So, I mean, it needs to say experience of this person to have some type of experience. I mean, it could be anybody. That's what it doesn't have. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this person could be the boss, but. And over all these engineers, but this person that doesn't have any qualification of him. That's all.
Thank you, Representative Jones. Any other questions, Representative Weaver?
I agree, but I think that's more of an administrative duty function, and we'd have to leave it up to whoever hires the director of tribal construction that they would. Hire the best person that fits the bill. So, and there's lots of people out there that could do this job that may not be an engineer. But I like the way this reads. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Beaver. No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor. 0 against, NCA 17-135 passes. Thank you, Mr. Dillinger. Going down to other business, we do have 7 bills. Entertain a motion.
NCA 17-153, NCA 17-154, to the agenda.
Thank you, Representative Yohola. You have a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Roll call vote, please.
Thomas Yohola?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Passes to add these bills to our agenda. TR 17-121, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation repealing TR 17-050, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an agreement for the purchase of real property located in Maumee County, Oklahoma. Sponsors Daryl Proctor. Motion to pass by Representative Beaver.
Second
by Representative Yohola. Discussion.
Chair, Kevin, can you speak on this one the, I'm assuming this is the one to purchase Rockin' Z Ranch and our chief.
Sure, yes, I can. It is that, you know, this bill's passed earlier this summer. They didn't accept the offer. That money still can encumber. This would unencumber that money. We support that repeal.
Thank you, Representative Bieber. Any questions? No questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Del Bieber?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Chihola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That bill passes. CA 17148, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation of funds for expenses related to the transfer of property from the United States Army Corps of Engineers to the Muscogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is Darrell Proctor.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Bieber.
Second.
Second by Representative Yohola. Discussion.
Anybody here can talk about this one?
This bill addresses the expenses related to the transfer both of the about 14 acres and then the 48 acres, the parcels we're getting from the fountainhead. There are some costs that we had to incur with survey, traffic count, and others, and so it adds up to this amount of money, about $65,000. Should be any less, I think it could be returned to the treasury. I think it's a pretty close figure at this time for the Corps of Engineers.
Thank you, Chief Floyd. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Del Bieber?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Chihola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. 17148 passes. Be referred to BF&J for funding. NCA 17150. Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Wetumpka Indian Baptist Church. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Yohola.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Thank you, Representative Hicks. Have any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Thomas Chihola?
Yes.
Del Bieber?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17150 passes. I'll be referred to BF&J for funding source. Thank you for coming, Pastor. NCA 17151, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Prairie Springs Indian Baptist Church. The sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Yohola.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Thank you, Representative Hicks. Any discussion? Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Thomas Chihola?
Yes.
Del Bieber?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-151 passes. Thank you for coming. That'll be referred to BF&J also for funding source. NCA 17-152. Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Indian Fellowship Baptist Church. Sponsor is Representative Hicks.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Yohola.
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion.
Thank you, Chairman.
You can post your Baptist church, very good.
Welcome, Mr. Dunn. Have any questions for Mr. Dunn, Pastor Dunn? No questions, roll call vote, please.
Thomas Trahola.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-152 passes. Thank you.
Chairman.
Will be referred to BF&J for funding source.
Chairman, sir. If I may, I want to say thank you to the LNC board for allowing us to be on the agenda tonight, and for the church members as well. They've been diligent in trying to get here, sure. And here finally got it done. I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. NCA 17-153, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, amending NCA 17-064, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing an appropriation to fund the costs associated with the demolition of Muscogee Creek Nation property and buildings. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Motion to be passed.
Motion to pass by Representative Beaver.
Second.
Second by Representative Yohola. Discussion.
Chairman. Harley, can you speak on this one?
From what I understand,
this is just we passed this a while back, a few months ago, and basically this money is to be carried over into FY18, so the demos can be completed, and so I guess it needs a resolution from the tribe to do that.
Thank you, Representative Beaver. Questions? Representative Hicks.
Thank you. I'm Representative Chairman. Where's these buildings that's going to be the loan?
We have a, I think, I believe there's an inventory that was attached.
The reason I was asking, because some of the members were saying that they could use some of that material before it demolished. They were saying, somebody would just let us know, we'll go up there and we'll take what we need. So that's why I was asking.
Thank you, Representative Hicks.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Trahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-153 passes. Is that what referred to be?
No.
NCA 17-154, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, repealing NCA 17-058, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to be used toward the purchase of real property located in Okmulgee County, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Darrell Proctor. Motion to pass by Representative Beaver.
Second.
Second by Representative Yohola. Discussion. No discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Trahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-154 pass. We're on to announcements. Any announcements? Thank you. All right, down to benediction, and I'll ask Representative Jones for our benediction. That'll serve as our chairman. Representative Beaver, could you do it for us, please?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for giving us another beautiful day, Lord. Lord, just thank you for just allowing us to come together and do the business on tribe's behalf, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you just be with us as we go home or wherever we may go, Lord. Lord, just give us travel and grace, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for everything you are, Lord, and everything you stand for in our lives, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.